than nearly a quarter of a century since its delivery into an old-type Edison phonograph, it is a privilege to present to you in a perfected and permanent manner an address by one of the foremost heroes in American history. This speech has lost nothing of its importance to the youth of this country in the intervening years. It lays down rules of conduct not only for yesterday, but for today, tomorrow, and all time to come. Inspired by a great heart, a noble mind, and a valiant, fearless spirit, the voice you will now hear is that of the 26th President of the United States, Theodore Roosevelt.
In this way, I desire to greet the Boys Progressive League at their meeting at the Hotel Manhattan. I feel that the Progressive Party should appeal peculiarly to the young men and therefore to the boys who are to be the next generation of voters. The principles for which we stand are the principles of fair play and a square deal for every man and every woman in the United States. A square deal politically, a square deal in matters social and industrial. I wish to see you boys join the Progressive Party and act in that party and as good citizens in the same way I'd expect any one of you to act in a football game. In other words, don't flinch, don't foul, and hit the line hard.
Land where my father died, land of